This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Jamie Eisenberg of CBSSports.com and CBS Sports Radio. You can hear his show on Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern and on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern right here on CBS Sports Radio. And you hear him every Friday night on the bench answering all of your fantasy questions. Who to start, who to sit, trades, possibilities, no matter what kind of league you're in. Jamie's here to answer your questions. So call the show now or never. It's time. So quit hesitating. Don't listen to your wife or girlfriend right now. Tell her to have a sandwich. Call now, 855-212-4227 to get on with Jamie Eisenberg. How you doing, Jamie?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm all right, buddy. Here we go. You ready?
Always.
All right. Trey, Queens, New York. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello. Full-point PPR. I need to start two wide receivers. Ricardo Lewis, Juju Schuster, Willie Snead, and Josh Doctson.
You know, I'm going to go with Josh Doctson and Juju Smith-Schuster. Doctson, I think you'll see the Redskins come out and facing a very tired defense of the 49ers. It's their third straight road game, and the last two have been in overtime, plus the long cross-country trip. They will have traveled almost 10,000 miles over the last 16 days. So I think Josh Doctson's got a good opportunity here. And then Smith-Schuster, you know, the report coming out of Pittsburgh about Martavis Bryant playing a little less, Smith-Schuster getting more opportunities, and the slot is the best place to attack the Chiefs. EJ Gaines is one of the at least more struggling cornerbacks that we've seen in the league right now. So Ben Roethlisberger should look for Smith-Schuster a lot.
Are you surprised? Call the show and talk to Jamie, 855-212-4CBS-4227. Are you surprised at Roethlisberger's, you know, recent meltdowns?
Yes and no. I mean, you know that team as well as anybody, Scott. They have a way of, you know, putting themselves in some controversial situations internally, you know, throughout the years, throughout Roethlisberger's tenure. And so this is just, I think, one of those situations that they'll work themselves through, and everybody's thinking that they're done, that he's done, but they're facing an undefeated team on the road where he's typically struggled. I think they're going to go in there and put up a good number. And so I think, you know, this is just one of those storylines that we're going to look back at the end of the season and say, hey, remember that?
You don't think Kansas City wants revenge on them for that playoff season and the way they played this year to prove they're the best team in the league?
Oh, I don't think it's going to be a Pittsburgh, you know, easy victory. But I think it's just one of those things where they're better than they've shown, and you know, this is one of those weeks where you refocus a little bit going on the road. You know, Mike Tomlin, I think, will get them geared up to play this game, and they've had Alex Smith's number. You know, they've beaten them three of the last four. You know, going back to 2014, so. They clearly know how to play this Chiefs offense.
All right, let's go to Cam in New York. You're on with Jamie.
You're listening to Pharrell on the bench. Shake a do, boys. Shake a do.
Oh, shake a do.
I got a two-parter for you. Number one, do I start Alex Smith or Cousins this week? And then my second question is PPR, I got to start three out of these four: Crabtree, Garcon, Pryor, Ajayi. Thanks.
You know, given the fact that it's a PPR league, I'm going to bench Ajayi there. I love the first two guys in Crabtree and Garcon this week, and I think you can look at it and say same thing. And I'm going to tell you Kirk Cousins as well, that the 49ers defense is tired. Their secondary is not very good. And again, three straight road games is brutal for any NFL team. Going to the East Coast at the end of that is tough. And they've played over 160 snaps on defense the last 2 weeks, which is, you know, almost double what you see from most defensive players. So it's going to be, I think, a good offensive showing for the Redskins.
All right, Cam, have a good weekend. Steve in Fairfax, Virginia, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. 12-team standard league. Should I go with Jarrett McKinnon or Michael Crabtree in the flex spot?
I think you're going to get more production from Crabtree. He's actually scored in four straight games against the Chargers, and with Amari Cooper doing with the drops, and you know, who knows how Derek Carr is going to respond coming back from back injury, but I would imagine he's going to lean on Crabtree a little bit more in this game than he would Cooper, just given the circumstance. McKinnon should have a good opportunity to play well. They're going to lean on him as well with Stephon Diggs being out, but I think it's just a little bit higher ceiling for Crabtree in this particular matchup.
All right, Steve, let's go to Jonathan in Connecticut.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, now that we've established that, no one else has to ask us how we're doing. Thank God for Jonathan, because no one else had brought it up. Now that he has, we're all miserable, and we don't need to know how we're doing the rest of the time that Jamie's on, so I don't vomit.
I apologize. Breida, Derrick Henry, Collins, on my bench. Someone drop Rawls. Who would I drop to pick up Rawls? And then Taylor Gabriel or Willie Snead?
For this week, I would probably say Gabriel's a little bit safer. You know, we don't know how much Snead's going to play, just coming back from the hamstring injury and the suspension. And Gabriel gets a big boost with Mohamed Sanu out. I would probably drop Collins. You know, I think all three guys are kind of in similar situations, but, you know, they just have the Ravens just have shown a tendency right now to not want to give Collins a heavy workload. And you still have, you know, Terrence West eventually coming back, and then Danny Woodhead's going to come back, so it's going to be a little bit messy there. So good move by you to notice that Rawls is available and go get him.
All right, Jonathan, thanks for asking us how we're doing. Jordan in Albany, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, PPR Flex, I got Theo Riddick, Golden Tate, or...
I lost him there. Say it again.
Golden Tate, Theo Riddick, or Jeremy Maclin in PPR league?
Yeah, I go with Golden Tate. I know he's been a little bit of a disappointment so far this season, but it should be a shootout between the Saints and the Lions. He's got a tremendous track record against New Orleans. I believe it's four touchdowns in his last three meetings with New Orleans. And I know the Saints defense has played well their last two games, but it was against a struggling Cam Newton and then a Dolphins offense that just cannot get going right now. So don't look at the Saints defense and say that they've all of a sudden turned the corner. I think you'll see the Lions, whether they're playing with a lead, which will come from Golden Tate doing something, or chasing points, which is most likely, Golden Tate will be heavily involved.
All right, there you go. Baron in Dallas on the ticket. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What up, what up? I got Adrian Peterson and Elijah McGuire. Who should I go with?
I would have told you for sure Elijah McGuire before the last couple of days when Matt Forte has now been looking like he's going to play, but I still might go with McGuire. I just don't have a lot of faith in Peterson, even with the trade to Arizona, even especially this week, because I don't know how much he's going to actually play. You know, typically you see guys, it doesn't happen very often, but when guys are traded in the middle of the season, it takes them a little bit of time to get, you know, up to speed with the playbook and all those things. And I know it's not the same for running backs, but this is a team that, you know, throws the ball so much that Peterson may not be on the field for a ton of snaps anyway. So McGuire's been healthy. He's been practicing, and maybe that keeps Matt Forte on the bench. So go with Elijah McGuire.
There you go. Dave in Chicago, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Dave.
Yes, half-point PPR. Jerick McKinnon against Green Bay, or Jordan Howard at Baltimore.
I mean, the PPR, you know, scoring pushes McKinnon up a little bit, but Jordan Howard, you know, I think he's going to have opportunity to get a lot of work. And, you know, what we've seen from Baltimore, I have to check, but I'm going to assume Brandon Williams is still out. And, you know, they're missing a couple of guys on the defensive line. So I think it's a situation where Howard should have had a touchdown last week. It got called back against Minnesota on a bogus holding call by Marcus Wheaton. And so he's, getting the work. Tariq Cohen's getting less and less work, so... I think Howard's your best bet.
There you go, Dave. Let's try Keaton in Grand Rapids.
Oh, baby, I'm on the bench. All right, I'm in a standard league, and I have a flex position to fill. I've got Will Fuller, Willie Snead, Isaiah Crowell, or Latavius Murray.
I think you just got to buy into Will Fuller at this point. You know, I know the touchdowns are not something you necessarily want to chase, but four touchdowns in the two games he's been able to play. You see how great Deshaun Watson, has been playing, and it's Cleveland. You know, so home game for the Texans. I think it sets up for Will Fuller to be, you know, involved again. Hopefully, the targets start to increase for him. But it's nice that he's doing what he's doing right now on the limited targets.
All right, there you go, Keaton. Have a good weekend. 855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. Boston, Mark, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
How you doing, Pharrell? I love the show. Just wanted to say that.
And thanks,
quickly,
buddy.
Yeah, no problem. Quickly, I just want to hear your thoughts after on the Jets and Patriots this week. I think it might be close. And then Jamie, so I have a full point PPR. I have Mark Ingram, DeSean Jackson, and Tyrell Williams for a flex position.
Well, I think you got two really good ones in Ingram and Jackson. Williams is more of a, you know, kind of a dart throw, just given his production. I think Jackson has the higher ceiling because he's going to avoid Patrick Peterson. He's probably going to see a lot of Justin Bethel, and that could be a great situation for him. But you know the story going out of New Orleans right now with Adrian Peterson gone. You might get more production out of Mark Ingram just given the circumstances against Detroit. So that's the way I would go.
Yeah, and I think that Pats-Jets game is going to be great at MetLife, to be honest with you. And if anything happens to Brady and he gets slammed to the ground, he's got that shoulder, that could change that game in an instant. Obviously, I think the Pats are better than the Jets, but I think the Pats defense has been terrible this year. But they've had one good showing, that Tampa game where they held them to 14. So we really don't know who they really are. And I think a lot of people are getting suckered into believing that the Jets are good because they beat the Browns. Calm down. Casey in Michigan.
Hey, Jamie. Full point PPR. Who do you think has the most upside, John Brown, Marvin, or Juju?
I think it's probably the most upside probably is John Brown if he's right and he's off the injury report. I'm curious to see how Marvin Jones will do. You know, very similar to what you were just talking about, Scott, about the Jets defense or Jets team. I think the Saints defense is probably in a similar boat that people are getting a little overexcited about them given what they've shown the last two games. So Jones in that shootout is probably the way I would go. I just expect a lot of points. So does Vegas. It's the highest, you know, point total for the week between the Saints and the Lions, and I want to get as many pieces of that puzzle as I possibly can. So I think you look at Jones coming off a game where he finally saw a lot of targets. I think Jones has the best bet there.
There you go. Brian in Charlotte, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Fro, thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Jamie, two quick questions. One, who's the better play this week? Would you do C.J. Anderson or Doug Martin? And second question, is Marshawn Lynch even worth a roster spot at this point?
Yeah, especially this week. You know, I mean, Lynch is facing a Chargers defense that has had a real tough time stopping the run. And so, you know, you've seen Lynch at home. He scored in each of his two home games. I think he gets a little bit geared up more to be playing in Oakland, especially with the, you know, wildfires going on now. I'm sure that'll inspire him a little bit more. If it was a tougher matchup, I would totally agree with you. And I think after this week, he's an extremely sell high candidate, so try and trade him. Don't cut him. C.J. Anderson has a higher ceiling than Doug Martin. You know, Anderson facing the Giants. You know, who knows how that defense will show up? Missing some key guys clearly, and Anderson at home in three of the four home games that the three home games that he's played, 20 or more carries. So he's going to get a lot of work.
All right, Jay in New Jersey, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's good, guy? Hey, Jamie, I have four running backs, and I need to start two. It's a full-point PPR. I have C.J. Anderson, Andre Ellington, Alvin Kamara, or Jerick McKinnon. Thanks for taking my call.
That's a great group to have there. I'm going to stick with C.J. Anderson. I know he doesn't catch as many passes as other guys, but I think workload, you know, and touchdown potential certainly favors him. So Anderson would be the one. The two is kind of a toss-up. I think just given what we've seen from Andre Ellington, and I know people are going to say with, you know, Peterson being there is going to be a difference, but I don't really see that happening. You know, I think Peterson's just a slight upgrade over Chris Johnson. Ellington, 32 targets in his last three games, 23 catches over that span. You know, and with the potential of this game, I think it could be high scoring between the Bucs and the Cardinals. I think Ellington is your safe bet, but I don't think you make a bad choice because McKinnon should play well. And certainly Kamara now with the trade. You know, he had a 10-catch game the last time he was on the field, too.
All right, we got to be quick. Four left, and we got to be quick. Steve in Maryland, go ahead. Steve.
Yeah, hey, Jamie. Question was quarterback Hoyer, Bortles, Keenan, or Hogan?
I'm in a similar situation. I'm going with Hogan. You know, I think you've seen the garbage time production be good for him, so hopefully that carries over this week.
All right, there you go. Chris in Oregon, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
All right, thank you for taking my call. I need to pick two running backs in standard between Amir Abdullah, Chris Thompson, and Andre Ellington. And for what it's worth, I'm starting John Brown at receiver.
Go with Amir Abdullah in that game against the Saints. And I think you want to go. I still think I'd go with the Cardinals, so go with Andre Ellington, too.
All right, Nick in Chicago, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I need to decide between DeSean Jackson and Adam Thielen.
I think Thielen gets a big boost with Stephon Diggs out, but I think DeSean Jackson just got a little bit of a higher ceiling with the matchup that he has, especially if Patrick Peterson takes away Mike Evans.
All right, and finally, Chuck in Rockford, Illinois, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks for taking the call, guys. PPR, I got DeSean Watson at a quarterback, and I got Breeze at quarterback. Which one am I going to take?
They're both in my top five, but Breeze is number one. Anytime he's at home in a favorable situation, you start him, and he's at home in a favorable situation. So Watson's been fantastic, but don't forget about how good Breeze is when he's in New Orleans.
There you go. Have a great weekend. Jamie's on the network here, CBS Sports Radio, Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern and Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for Mimosa Hour. Getting you ready for football on Sunday, pain day in the NFL and all your fantasy needs. Catch both shows right here on CBS Sports Radio. Jamie, have a great weekend. Enjoy the games. Thanks for coming on the bench and hanging out even during the Syracuse head coach interview. We appreciate you.
Oh, my pleasure, man. Have a good weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.